The hacking of the Office of Personnel Management Security Clearance Database is just the latest blow to the government's background check system. 2 years ago, you'll remember, a contractor with a security clearance shot a dozen colleagues at the Washington Navy Yard. It was only later that the government learned he had a history of mental illness. Montana Senator John Tester has spent years advocating for reforms to the security clearance process. He told us about his latest strategy to pass an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act that would force agencies to better manage the system.
Basically, what we've done with the NDAA amendment that we put on is tell them to implement the stuff that we previously put on, which included continuing evaluations of those folks that have security clearances, making sure that they're still entitled to have them and that they're not a security risk, making sure that access to buildings is appropriate for the security that needs to be had in those buildings. And from an IT perspective, making sure the people who are accessing our IT are the people who are supposed to by using dual authentication. Now, there's more to it than that, but those are really the big points of that NDAA amendment. And you all know where this came out of. It came out of several things that had happened, not the least of which was the Navy Yard shooting. So we're working on that avenue through the National Defense Authorization Act. We also very recently, in fact, earlier this week, sent a letter to Patrick McFarland, who is the Inspector General of OPM, and basically called on him to further investigate any potential security vulnerabilities that are out there with the OPM's data system. That's important. This system houses personal background information. It is critically important that this remains secure. We do not want to have vulnerabilities. We want to reduce them as much as possible. I think the inspector generals are a key component of that, and we're just basically asking him to step up the plate and do everything he can do to reduce those vulnerabilities.
So you're attacking it from many different sides.
That's
but when
correct.
when you look at the problem or the situation of the government security clearance system today, what would you say are the major weaknesses?
Well, I think some of it is sharing information. Some of it is what we have in the NDAA amendment, and that is, I think, the valuation needs to happen more than just once. It needs to be continuing. I think that we have different buildings that require access that have different levels of security, and making sure that those buildings are analyzed with what's inside them to make sure that the building access meets the potential for problems if somebody with improper access gets in. It is very, very important. So the comprehensive background investigation, I think, is probably the biggest one, though, and I think it's really important. If you go a few years back when we had 5.1 million people with security clearances, we were literally handing security clearances out like candy. We have reduced that by 600,000. That sounds like a lot, and it is a lot, but we're still giving out 4.5 million, which is 4.5 times the population of the state of Montana in security clearances. So we have more work to do, and I think that if we're able to get more evaluation done, continuing evaluation, I think it will reduce those security clearance numbers, and it will also make the people who have them have more certainty as far as the folks who really should have those clearances have them. And I think that's going to make a big, big difference moving forward, and I think it's going to enhance security at federal facilities all over the country.
A lot of the legislative reforms you've proposed seem like things that managers who handle this sort of thing at agencies could do. And it raises the question, what are the root causes of the current situation? I mean, is it partially financial and therefore Congress's fault? Is it a managerial thing, or is it policy?
I think it truly is all of the above. Sequestration has not helped, and we're trying to get that fixed right now with the budget talks that are going on. But I also think that, you know, when we had the attacks on 9/11, folks reacted in an appropriate and certain way, and it's time for us to take a step back and take a look to see if we can do business a little bit different and still have high quality security throughout our ecosystem in the federal government. So I think that Managers do have a role in this. There's no doubt about that. And I think that in my particular case, if there are good ideas out there, and that's why we talk to the IGs a lot, but if there are good ideas out there, we need to hear them. And if the managers don't have the ability to do it, and it takes an act of Congress to give them that ability, if we have the ability to do that, we will do it. I think our national security is critically important. I will tell you that I think, especially when it comes to things like cyber, it may be more important than even ISIS. So we need to make sure that the process is working. We need to make sure it's not too cumbersome, and we need to make sure that we're in a continual evaluation process of those people that have security clearances.
You mentioned the appropriations process. I know OPM has asked for more money for cybersecurity. What do you believe Congress is willing to do in this current appropriations cycle in terms of the security clearance database?
That's a debate we're currently in with the sequestration, as you well know, and many of your listeners know. They've bumped up the defense budget through the appropriations process to pre-sequestration levels. Every other budget has been reduced to sequestration levels. I don't think that's right. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's good for our national security. The conversation is currently going on where those budgets need to be to make sure it meets the needs of not only our defense, but the rest of the agencies within government.
Montana Senator John Tester is a Democrat who sits on the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. You mentioned the Washington Navy Yard shooting of a couple of years ago, which really highlighted some of the flaws in the current system. Do you think the system is any better now than it was then?
I think it's better, but I still think we've got a long ways to go. It's better than it was. But there's plenty more room for improvement, and I think the people in the agencies can tell you that.
How is it better?
Well, I think that we have raised the awareness, first of all, forward of this issue, and I think that's why we're seeing the reduced number of security clearances going out, and I think that's entirely appropriate. And I think we also are on the cusp of getting some pieces of legislation passed that can help, and that's better because we weren't even close to that a few years back.
And what does the current crisis that the Office of Personnel Management is having with its data systems, one of which holds all of this information on security clearance holders, what sort of complication does that throw into this effort?
Well, it's a big complication, quite frankly, and it shows that, particularly when it comes to private contractors, we've got to pay attention to that issue, as we should have been paying attention to it during the Navy Yard shooting.
And do you mean by that the fact that Keypoint is the contractor that OPM hired to handle some of this, and that's allegedly how the hackers got into the OPM database?
That is exactly correct, okay, Emily, and we need to make sure that we're doing our due diligence on the contractors and make sure they're holding up their end of the deal. Look, the system is only as secure as its weakest link. And if our weakest link is within the government or if it's within a contractor, we need to be doing that analysis continually to make sure that our system is secure and isn't available for breaches.
What do you think the Office of Personnel Management, and really by extension the federal government, needs to do to restore credibility among those security clearance holders and applicants who provided basically their entire personal histories
to
the government?
They need to do what it takes to make sure these systems are secure. And I have talked to the director of OPM, and we have visited with her multiple times about what she needs to do to make sure that these databases are secure. Why? Because there can be a lot of hell raised if somebody breaks into them. I believe she's committed to that. I believe she's going to do her level best to make sure that her and the folks under her are doing what they need to do to make sure that these databases are secure. But the truth is time will tell on that, and I'm trusting in her to get it done. I told her if she needs help from me, I would do anything I could do to make sure she's successful in what she's doing, because this is really important for the country, and it's really important for those people who give up very sensitive information.